Okay, here we go. Just to share a short idea from the Biederman on Rosh Hashanah as we prepare for the Yom HaDin. It's a great, great day. I learned Shemin Schlosser for Shlemmer from Archa Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka, Bessor Shechaiso, also Leil Nishmas, my great-grandparents, Rabbi Yosef Ben Echad, Rabbi Yechazko Levi, and also Sar Bas Mordechai, whose Yortzad is the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Biederman quotes the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Halacha Dalet, that we know that there's two reasons, really, the Rambam says we blow the shofar. It's Exeris HaKafsuf, because the Pasuk says, to Zichra Yom Tshuva, to be a Yom Tshuva, we should blow the shofar. But it says the second reason is, Uri Yisheni Mishinaschem, because the Chodesh Baruch wants to wake us up, and most people know this, that the shofar is there as an alarm clock to wake us up from our slumber, from our sleep, to examine our deeds and to do tshuva, to remember the Chodesh Baruch Hu, and to know at the end of the day, the shofar is able to wake us up. And the Rav Biederman then goes on to quote the Baal Tanya, which is so special. And he says the Baal Tanya, every year on Rosh Hashanah, when Klal Yisrael blows the shofar, or for specifically this year on Shabbos, when we don't blow the shofar, we become, on Shabbos, on Sunday, we become a new person. Every single time we blow the shofar, we become a new person. He says, how do I know this? Says the Baal Tanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. Because the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem blew a breath of life into Adam Rishon's nose. This happens annually when we blow the shofar. It's not just happening that the Baal Tokei is just blowing the shofar to arouse us to do tshuva. But the Rabbeinu Hashem is really giving us chias. He's blowing life into us. As we know, Rosh Hashanah, we're not celebrating the creation of the world. We're celebrating the creation of man. We're celebrating the creation of people. So at the end of the day, one of the ultimate things that shofar does, shofar gives us the koach. Gives us the koach to understand what we're doing in this world. The Rabbeinu Shem gives us the ability to be able to go on and have a great new year. The Rambam. Two reasons why we build a shofar. The Gezeiras HaKasuf, it's a pasuk, or because it's an alarm clock. And the Baal Tanya says that's exactly what the shofar is. Shofar is the Rabbeinu Shem kviyacha blowing into the neshama of a Jew to have a great year, to have a new year, to have a life filled with passion and avodas Hashem, and chiyus and energy in serving our Creator. Kabbalah Subach HaShemayim. That's Rosh Hashanah. We're connecting to the Rabbeinu Shem through the shofar, accepting the sovereignty of the Rabbeinu Shem once again, enlisting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army again this year. Be'ez Hashem, Abba Olein, Le'tov, Aksivus, Mentov, Gudu, Ben, Shir, Shkoich.